Welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time visiting us or you've been coming all your life, no matter how long that is, we're so excited that you are here worshiping with us today. You may have noticed some things are a little different. Unless you needed a bulletin to cover in, nobody got a bulletin today. We're running everything off the PowerPoint, giving it a try on this casual Sunday. And also, if you've noticed my slippers or other people's pajamas, that is on purpose. This is our comfy Christmas Sunday. So feel free to make yourself at home. And if you need a stuffed animal to sit with you, feel free to run out to the nursery and grab one. As we're getting started today, we have just a few announcements. And one is that since people are busy and traveling, we need an extra deacon to help Barb with the punch and coffee after worship. So if any deacons are here and feel like you could probably serve punch and greet people, feel free to meet up with Barb after worship. Next up.
Just to let you know, the 2016 envelopes are available on the tables out in the vestibule, and so don't forget to take yours on the way out. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Eric Vail with the Public Worship Committee, and if you look around today, you'll notice there's still a lot of poinsettias here. Well, due to the generosity of the Garden Factory where we get them, they donated several extra poinsettia plants to us. So we have a lot of guests here today. So please feel free when you leave, take a plant home, take it and give it to somebody that can't get out as often as we do. Give it a little bit of water, make it healthy, but please take what you can, because otherwise they're going to find a home and they don't really want to be in that home. So take them with you. Thank you.
And as you may have seen up on the screen, our office is going to be closed for this week. So you can call and get the numbers of people to call and check in with, or just ask questions on Facebook if you need something. Now let us get ready to worship God together. Please stand as you're comfortable and join me in the responsive call to worship. Sing praises to God on high, because Jesus is born.
Sing praises to the ends of the earth.
Shout and sing for joy, O people of God.
Great is the Holy One in our midst.
Blessed is the little child who comes to dwell among us.
Let us praise God together. Hallelujah.
Our first hymn is number 145, What Child Is This?
Christmas away with the decorating. When we do not trust you to lead us into a new year filled with unknown tomorrows. When we panic because things are not turning out the way we want and we don't trust your surprises. Now, please take this moment for your silent prayer confession. God, God loves the world so much that God sent Jesus to be among us, not to judge us, but to offer us forgiveness and everlasting life.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Now I'd like to invite the children to come up front and join me here by the manger. Everybody, got some snazzy looking pajamas today, some snazzy clothes too. So what's different about today? Do you think of anything? Anything that's a little different from usual? What do you think? We're all wearing pajamas. That's worth mentioning, yep. What else? Anything else? A penguin. Yep, I brought my giant penguin. That's pretty different. Is this usually here? No, but we've still got our manger from Christmas with baby Jesus laying in it, because we're still getting to celebrate Christmas. Anything else that's different? We've got two families here today, big families. We don't normally have all of them here, because we're going to do two baptisms. On Christmas, we recognize baby Jesus and welcomed him. But today, we get to welcome two new babies into our church family. And if you're dressed up fancy, or if you're dressed up in your PJs, you're always part of God's family. Do you think you can help take care of these two new babies? Teach them about Jesus? Be good to them? Probably, maybe. Could you even share with them sometimes? All right, we got some pretty enthusiastic yeses over here. All right, and let's go ahead and pray together, and then you guys get to watch the baptisms, okay? All right, let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for babies and our church family. Amen. Okay, we're going to do the baptism right up there on the communion table. You can sit wherever you want so you can see well, okay? All right, now I'd like to invite Lucas Andrew, child of Katie and Andrew Vaccaro, and Lenora Lynn, child of Jim and Crystal Bianco, up to the front. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. Obeying the words of our Lord Jesus, and confident of his promises, we baptize those whom God has called. In baptism, God claims us, and seals us to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Christ Jesus in his resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let us all remember with joy our own baptisms as we celebrate this sacrament.
On behalf of the session, we present Lucas Andrew, child of Katie and Andrew Vaccaro, and Lenora Lynn, child of Jim and Crystal Bianco, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Katie, do you desire that your son be baptized? Crystal and Jim, do you desire that your daughter be baptized? Relying on God's grace, You all promise to live the Christian faith and to teach that faith to your child.
Do you, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide and nurture Lucas and Lenora by word and deed, with love and prayer, encouraging them to know and to follow Christ and to be faithful members of his church? If so, please say, we do. We do.
Katie, Jim, and Crystal, in presenting Lucas and Lenora for baptism, you announce your faith in Jesus Christ and embrace the covenant that God has established to give us new life. As God embraces you within the covenant, I ask you also to reject sin, profess your faith in Christ, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize, by answering the following questions. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Do you trust in him? Do you intend for Lenora and Lucas to be his disciples, to obey his word and show his love? Then let us all pray together. God, our parent, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament and for the hope we have in your Son, Jesus. As we baptize with water, baptize us with the Holy Spirit, that what we say may be your word and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we be made one with Christ our Lord in common faith and purpose. Eternal God, you nourish and sustain all living things with the gift of water. Your Spirit hovers and moves, calling forth order and life. May all who splash in these waters experience new life through you. Amen. Still in Jim, what is your daughter's name? You ready? Yeah. Maybe a little switch. Yeah. That's all right. Nora, ready? Baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Lenora, you are a child of God, and you are part of our church family. And God bless you so much. Here we go. Back to mommy. Here we go. Yeah. And what is this child's name?
This is Lucas.
Hey, Lucas. Here we go. Lucas, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Lucas, you are a child of God, and God loves you so. These children of God are now a part of our holy church. See what love God has given us, that we should get to be God's children. Now let us all pray together. Almighty God, giver of life, you have called us by name and pledged to each of us your faithful love. We pray for your children, Lenora and Lucas. Watch over them and guide them as they grow in faith. Help them to be true disciples of Jesus Christ, who has baptized your Son and servant, and who is our risen Lord. God of grace, we pray for these parents. Help them to know you, to teach your truth, and to tell the story of Jesus to their children, so that your word may be heard. Remind us all of the promises you have given in our own baptisms, and renew our trust in you. Amen. Please remain seated for our anthem, and the moms will walk our new babies around to introduce you. Our first reading of the Word comes from Psalm 145. Please join with me in the reading. God is great and is to be highly praised. God's greatness is beyond understanding. They will speak of the glory of your royal power and tell of your might. All living things look hopefully to you, and you give them food when they need it. I will always praise the Holy One. This is God's word for us today. Thanks be to God.
The second reading comes from Colossians 1, 11-20. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of this beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to the first place in everything. For him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
Our message today comes from the book, Listen to the Silent Night. Let us look and listen. In our hearts, find a silence in the middle of the noise, with the bustling of our Christmas and the clattering of toys. Help us slip into the silence, filled with hallelujah joys, on not such a silent night. It was not such a silent night. Hear the hoo, hoo, hoo as a night owl flew. Cross a winding trail where a cold wind blew. Mary knew her time must be nearly due for the Son who had set things right. It was not such a silent night. Hear the flip, flap, flap Joseph's sandals made. Roman soldiers passed and their horses neighed. Mary rolled and bounced while the donkey swayed as she rode towards the Bethlehem light. It was not such a silent night. Hear the oomph, oomph, oomph of the shoving game down in Bethlehem where the faithful came as the growing crowds tried to stake their claim at the inns on that festival night. It was not such a silent night. Hear the rap, tap, tap on the inn's big door. Joseph begged for rooms, but there were no more. Then they found a barn, just a hay-tossed floor, where they prayed and prepared for the night. It was not such a silent night. Hear the moo, moo, moo of a cow or two. And the rooster crowed, cock-a-doodle-doo. Mary settled in by this noisy crew, keeping watch for the dawning of light. It was not such a silent night. Hear the swish, swish, swish of the desert sand as the camels raced toward a far-off land and the wise men rode with their gifts in hand toward the star that was brighter than bright. It was not such a silent night. Hear the baa, baa, baa of the sheep who crept up a hill so steep where a moonbeam swept and the snoring sounds of the shepherds slept under skies that were starry and bright. It was not such a silent night. Hear the flut, flut, flutter of angel wings. Hear the wondrous message the angel brings, while a host of angels from heaven sings, Christ the King has been born this night. It was not such a silent night. Hear the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh as the staves wave free, while the shepherds cried, We must go and see. The Messiah's here, born for you and me. So they raced toward the glorious sight. It was not such a silent night. Mary groaned in pain, Joseph by her side. Then a shout rang out. Baby Jesus cried. So they held him close, filled with joy and pride. A miraculous Christmas night. Friends, no matter where we go into this Christmas season, no matter who we meet on the way, may we remember with joy God's love for us all. Now let us sing Angels from the Realms of Glory, number 143. Comes the time in our service when we get to give thanks to God for all the people who make our life wonderful, and also get to lift up in prayer the people and the places that we worry for. So who has something that they'd like to share with us today?
Bill DeSero, I'd like to have some prayers for my mother who was taken in at hospital on Christmas Eve, and they're going to be hopefully doing a procedure potentially this next couple days to find out what the issues are and decide a path forward for her. Thank you.
Jenny Smith, I'm asking for prayers for my sister Barbara, who is facing some very serious situations and terrific decisions for her children to have to make in the near future. Thanks very much.
Barbara.
Rachel Coe. Prayers for Joy. It's my brother's birthday today. So.
Happy birthday, Tommy. Is there anything else people would like to share? All right. Then let us all pray together. God of overwhelming love and grace, in this Christmas season, we come before you in prayer. We remember how you chose to live among us, declaring that our world was a worthy place for you to be present. So at this time, we pray for our world and for all those who live in it. We especially think this day of those for whom this is a difficult time, for those who are missing loved ones, or those who are unable to be surrounded by others, and struggle with the emphasis on family and togetherness in this Christmas season. We think of all for whom the emphasis on stuff and presents simply underscores not having enough. We think how grateful we are that you have sent Jesus into our world and into our lives, that you have sent our families and brought us here as one church family. We give thanks especially for Lucas and Lenora, for the chance we get to be with them and to help to teach them about your love. Open our hearts, loving God. Stretch our understandings of our world that we might find new ways to travel with others in the days to come. We ask these things in Christ's name, who taught his disciples to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Friends, we know that everything we have is a gift from God. So let us give our offerings back with thanksgiving and joy for the blessings that we have. The ushers will now collect our offerings.
pray together. God, thank you for the gifts you have given us. Bless these offerings that they may help you build your kingdom. Amen.
Our next hymn is Go Tell It on the Mountain, number 136. Thanksgiving. Know that you are a beloved child of God, and God gives thanks for you. And may the blessing of God be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.